First to an emotional departure outside 10 Downing Street. The British Prime Minister Theresa May is resigning from the top job. And Conservative MPs who ushered Theresa May out the door are now jostling for the role. Mrs. May's announcement was praised as dignified, but her Brexit strategy is in tatters and her party split. So who'll take the reins now? Well, the leadership frontrunner is Boris Johnson, and he says the next British Prime Minister will need to put Brexit to bed. Europe correspondent Bridget Brennan filed this report from London.
A tearful Theresa May finally conceded her time at number 10 was up.
It is in the best interests of the country for a new Prime Minister to lead that effort. So I am today announcing that I will resign as leader of the Conservative and Unionist Party, the second female Prime Minister, but certainly not the last. I do so with no ill will, but with enormous and enduring gratitude to have had the opportunity to serve the country I love.
Some viewed her as a pragmatist seeking an impossible consensus, but many of her colleagues were baffled by her inability to read the room, bringing a failed Brexit deal to the Commons three times.
The no's have it! The no's have it! The no's have it!
I have done everything I can to convince MPs to back that deal.
Mrs. May's predecessor, David Cameron, called her demise as Prime Minister desperately sad.
I mean, she worked incredibly hard. She's a dedicated public servant, and I know what it feels like when you come to realise that your leadership time has finished.
The Labour leader, Jeremy Corbyn, says Mrs. May botched Brexit and led a disastrous period of cuts in austerity.
One can understand the stress that she's going through, as any human being would be going through in this situation. But her description of the country is something that I don't recognise. When the UN produces a report that there are 14 million people in Britain living in poverty, when 130,000 children are living in insecure accommodation, then I think we've got to recognise there is a need for a change of direction in this country.
European leaders, though, lined up to pay tribute to Mrs. May, who spent months hammering out a divorce deal with the European Union. Leo Varadkar is the Irish Taoiseach.
I'm very sorry to hear of the resignation of Prime Minister May today. We'll certainly miss her. British politics is consumed by Brexit and will be consumed by Brexit for a very long time.
The US President Donald Trump will meet with Theresa May in her final week as British Prime Minister when he visits the UK on a state visit in a fortnight.
I feel badly for Theresa. I like her very much. She's a good woman. She worked very hard. She's very strong.
Now that she's going, one of Mrs. May's chief critics, the former Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson, praised Mrs. May's dignified statement. Mr. Johnson can now begin his campaign for the leadership, along with more than a dozen current and former ministers. At an event in Switzerland, he promised to take the UK out of the EU, with or without a deal, by the end of October, if he becomes Prime Minister. The EU maintains its position on Brexit will not budge. The deal it agreed with Mrs. May is the bloc's preferred path forward. This is Bridget Brennan in London for AM.